Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sometimes it's just nice to wake up with a big ol' smile on your face. Good morning from the Breakfast Bus with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
Yes! We made it to Tuesday! Little achievements. Gotta reward yourself. 99 yeah, to Buzz.
That was a previous productivity hack from James Whitaker.
Which is what?
Just appreciate and recognize the little achievements that you're making. Yeah, that's it.
You're like, here. And I forgot
that's
the rest.
That's
fine. Welcome to the show. Spezzano and Sandy here. Tuesday the 6th. It is going to be partly sunny, 73. Seasonable. None of this 88 crap. I didn't like it when it was so hot.
Oh, I loved it.
I didn't. It was just too much.
But this weather is just, I don't know. I am just, maybe that's why I'm so spacey, because I'm so in love with just being outside and just stopping, slowing down, and appreciating
excellent.
The weather.
You wanna...
But we can't do that because we got to go to freaking work.
We got to go to work. Well, if you're thinking of the weekend already, maybe you're going camping. It's a good weekend to go camping. People are going to start doing that. It's up, I saw 28% more people going camping than last year. That's a third of the population going camping.
My husband booked a camping weekend, Hamlin Beach, in a couple weekends at the end of the month, the last weekend of the month.
Are you going?
No.
I love it. I know
it's
how much
him.
You hate it.
Yep. It's just him, my younger daughter. She's cool with it. And my nephew, because my sister does not camp. But my nephew is a little
you girls?
Boy.
All you girls don't like camping. What's up with that?
It's not how we were raised.
It doesn't matter how you were raised.
No, it does matter. It's not in me. I'm not a camping kind of girl. I only camped to try to impress my husband when we were dating. Now that we're married, I don't need to impress him.
Honey, I
don't like camping, so he is going to take my nephew and my daughter.
Are you aware of the unbelievable phrase you just put and the thought that came out of that?
Wait, what did I say?
No, you're on the camping thing, but that's nothing compared to the way I was raised thing. That's hugely profound.
What do you mean?
Is that the voice in your head? Not giving you permission to do things other than how you were raised?
No, I tried it.
I was raised.
Yeah.
But how I was raised is, okay, been there, done that. I want to do lots of other things. I was raised to be a good Catholic and an altar boy. But I want to check out other religions. I was raised to, you know, play Little League. But I wanted to try diving in high school. I mean, I was raised on all this stuff, but that made me not stay in that lane. It made me go outside that lane. But you, conversely... You're raised and you stay in that box.
No, I told you I tried camping. I don't like it.
It's because you were raised that way.
No, it's because it's not in my DNA.
No, you weren't in a minivan in Atlantic City sleeping.
That's
your version of camping.
That was our version of camping. Well, no, that was just dad being too cheap to pay for a hotel in Atlantic City.
Hey, it's nothing sexier than sleeping in the Roy Rogers parking lot in a minivan.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, so if you're tent camping or going camping, I found another funny stat, and we'll take a quick break, but it's all about 24% of people that go camping, it's almost a quarter, literally work remotely.
Oh, while they're camping?
While they're camping, yes.
I will say that is the one beauty of camping. It forces you to disconnect and just chill.
Isn't that amazing?
But now people are stripping... themselves from that.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I know. And that's no different than last year. This is not a new trend. 25 to 28% of people literally work remotely while they're camping. But that seems to me like it should be way higher, because isn't that the best of both worlds? You get up, start the campfire, put a pot of coffee on, a griddle with some bacon, and then do your emails, close the laptop, and then play.
That's the only part of camping I enjoyed, was being able to completely unhook and say, oh, sorry, I'm camping.
Well, enjoy it if you're going camping, and you can always pick us on the Odyssey app and listen to The Buzz anywhere out in the forest after you do your emails. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Fizzano and Sandy, and I've got to get my coffee. I promise I'll be a little more awake than I was yesterday.
The Breakfast Buzz in the morning. 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, it's 5:49 now on 98.9 The Buzz. Fizzano and Sandy, almost 10 minutes to 6 as we're up and out, and you know, it's getting light out, and they're looking good. And we're looking good weather-wise. Probably sunny, 73 degrees today, and tomorrow about 70.
It happened again. I was like, oh my God, wait a minute. Am I late? It's like the sun's out. I feel like I'm an hour behind.
I know.
It happened this morning. I don't know if it's happened to any of you where you're like, wait, what time do I get to work again?
I tell you, man, though, this weird sunshine thing we had yesterday with that haze in the sky from the Canadian wildfires that are happening, it's pretty weird. It was like that. It looked like late fall, like that golden light.
Yeah.
But it was all day.
It really is wild how connected we all are, right? Like, I was telling the girls, because I was like, you know, the Echo kept saying, you know, air quality alert. And I'm like, you know, I'm oblivious. It takes me a second to catch on what's happening in the world. So I'm like, what are you talking about, air quality? Bye, bye, bye. And then I'm like, oh, well, there's Quebec fires and we should be careful. And yeah,
anybody
shouldn't be good to be outside. So then I'm Googling it. Like, should I be closing my windows? Can I go for that long walk I want to go on? And they're like, yeah, close your windows.
If you've got respiratory problems or heart problems or asthma, it's not a great day to do physical exercise, breathing heavy outside.
Sure, right. Be careful if you do. But then I thought, oh my God, I am now on this new thing where I'm like, not new thing, but you know, I go in waves like everybody else with working out and stuff. And I'm like, I'm taking longer walks now, making a point to do so. Mm. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even be outside. It's not as good.
This too shall pass. The AQI value, air quality index value of 100 for particulate matter is been exceeded. So Monroe, Wayne, Ontario, Livingston, Northern Cayuga, and Oswego counties are all under that alert. Simply smog. At least it's not like cancer-causing pollution.
Well, I don't know.
It's fire. It's wood.
Yeah, but it's not good.
No.
If it's air quality alert, doesn't that mean...
What's the difference between, you know, inhaling WD-40 and inhaling a campfire? I'd much rather be inhaling a, you know, campfire smoke.
I need a professional to call in. I know. Don't trust me. Fizzano.
I'm using logic. Logic being when you're sitting at a campfire and the smoke is coming up, that's the same stuff that's happening to us on a large scale.
Yeah, coming from Canada. I don't think that's... Okay, somebody tell me, can I go for a walk? Do I have to shut my windows?
Kodak, 5,000-gallon tank of chemicals blow up. You don't want to be in that air. See what I'm saying? That's the difference I'm looking at.
Okay, I need a professional.
Jesus, Sandra!
I don't know if I could trust you.
Why would I steer you wrong?
I don't, because you don't know.
I think I know everything.
Right. You think you know everything, and you always think you're right.
You can't tell me common sense says inhaling, you know, lethal chemicals is the same.
I didn't say it was the same.
Campfire. I'm just saying this is probably a little better for you than than chemical smog.
Is it the same? I'm just saying, is it dangerous to be outside? Do we have to be covering our mouths when we get out of our car today to get into work?
No.
Put back on our face mask.
No, you do not. All they say is people with respiratory conditions pre-existing, such as asthma or heart disease.
Okay.
And if you get symptoms, consult your doctor. If it's starting to feel a little tight. breathing wise.
That's it.
Okay. Or just consult Scott Spisano because he knows everything.
Yeah, because I just read it for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation website. 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano Sandy, 619. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters in the flesh. Did you park in the electric vehicle parking spot this morning?
You know what? I almost did. I pulled in and I'm like, I'm going to do it today. Because yesterday, if you missed it, Jerker Justified was to park in an EV parking spot without having an EV car. And everyone said, yeah, absolutely do it. So I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm like, I can't. I didn't want my car to get keyed or something.
Right,
some angry electric vehicle owner. Anyhow, speaking of parking, and okay, what is the biggest thing that annoys the heck out of you?
Paying for it.
Right. We all agree?
Yeah, man.
It drives me insane how we have to park to go to work or just, I don't know. And I know we shouldn't complain because other cities, bigger markets, it's more expensive, yada, yada,
yada. Oh, yeah, right.
We live in Rochester. We don't want to pay.
Right.
Well, not to get you all angry early this morning, but when was the last time you were on Park Avenue? Because it's going to be a lot harder to find free parking now.
All right, what's that?
Along Park Avenue, let's see, where the next to Berkeley Street, that intersection, no longer park for free in the lot next to the UPS store and 7-Eleven. That's the lot we all park in.
They're going to charge you to park in the parking lot.
Yes. The owners transformed it into a pay-to-park area. And now people are like, come on. Do the owners hear the statistic that more people are racking up credit card debt just to pay for the bare necessities? This is not the right time.
I'm trying to think of...
For years, Alaco Real Estate has offered anyone shopping, dining, and working along this popular stretch of Park Avenue access to the parking in their free-of-charge parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys. That's nice
anymore.
Of you.
Not anymore. Come on.
This, you know.
That annoys me. I hate parking. Like, I have canceled lunch dates, made up an excuse why I can't go because of the parking situation.
Really?
I'm not even lying to you. The thought of trying to find a parking spot gives me anxiety. It really does. It really does.
That's
it really
weird.
Messes with me.
That's weird.
I hate it.
You know what I love about parking? How about this? Let's flip. Let's go some positives
okay,
here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now I park at a meter every morning.
Do you pay?
I do not. Because it's before, I think I got to start paying at like 8 o'clock.
Okay. I think? So you haven't yet. Oh, God. Today's going to be the day I'm knocking on wood for you.
What? This is going to be the day that you're going to get the city of Rochester to come over and put a ticket on my car?
You're saying it out loud. That's why I'm knocking on wood for you.
But
I hope they're not listening.
There's an app that you can download from the parking meters here where you just pay. You just like click it. Boom. It's like
that's
it's
what you
convenient.
Love? This is supposed to be what you love about parking.
I like the convenience of sitting here in the studio knowing, oh, my meter's going to run out. And if it's like blazing snowstorm or something, I can just hit pook like that and not have to worry about running out and feeding the meter.
Okay. Can I have somebody else join in on this conversation, please? I beg of you. Because Scott is just oblivious. He either has so much stinking money that he doesn't care, or he's just oblivious of these little nuisance charges that drive the
rest
of us.
There is nothing we can do about it. So you may as well embrace it.
Well, is any
taxes, death, and parking.
Is anyone not going to go to Park Ave now because of this?
Hmm. I'll still go. It's near Giants, right? It's near Giants?
I'm not talking to you because you obviously don't care.
You're just weird about money and it comes to little things.
It's
like something that you can't do, whatever. You got to do about it.
This news story is quoting other people, other Rochesterians saying, that's it. I'm not paying $4 to park. This
$4?
Is probably the first and last time I'll ever pay $4 to park here. It's just not worth it, said Michael Andrews of Rochester.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael.
There you go,
I'm
Mike.
Team Michael.
You and Sandy can go have coffee at Oh, never mind. You're not going to park down
free
there anymore.
Free parking in Greece. The hospital. Free parking.
Let's go to the hospital. Go to the cafeteria and have a cup of coffee. Jesus, you guys.
We're parking. I'm going to rename Greece. Where parking is free.
It's Pajama and Sandy. 53 degrees to start your morning. We'll see about 73 for the high today. Now, you expect me to geek over technology, but the last person I expected to geek over technology would be my beloved wife, Jill.
Mm.
This was, no pun intended, eye-opening. Did you see what Apple announced yesterday? You know, all kinds of stuff they announced at this WWDC convention, you know, the Apple thing that they do.
Yeah.
Did you see any of that?
I'll be honest with you. I do have an Apple phone, but...
And a Mac.
Yeah, I hate it. It's like a cult and that I want to get out of.
So what do you want to go to?
I don't know. Something more affordable.
Go to Android? Oh, it's the money again. Jesus.
Absolutely. Right. It's the freaking money. I know. I hate it. I'm not going to buy any of the fancy stuff they're offering. So I don't look at it. It could just be a me thing.
You need to be the next like pioneer woman on a homestead. Off the grid. No, don't have to pay for anything. Milk your own sheep. Wait, you don't milk sheep. Wait, you don't milk sheep. Milk your own goats.
I'd be dead in a week.
Yeah.
I could survive.
Suck it up, Sally. There's a
this is Apple's my role, mixed... by the way. My role and my character is just to bitch about this stuff. Don't you know? It's in my contract. Okay, keep going.
So Apple has this new mixed reality headset. It's called Vision Pro.
Oh, they're trying to compete with the, what is it?
Oculus?
Yeah.
In a way, but this is like, it looks like ski goggles. You can see through it.
Yeah.
So other VR headsets, you can't see through.
Okay.
So this is like having an iPhone or some kind of, you know, a phone device and more in front of your eyes when you need it. So when you want to, you can want to go to the fridge, like you can still see.
I'm not walking around with these stupid things.
So my wife...
Listen, walking around with goggles.
My wife, I said, hey, babe. And I'm thinking she'll shut me down like you do. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, look what you can do with this. She goes, oh, my God. She goes, oh, my God. She goes, oh, my God. I could do my whole day on this from Zoom calls to you can, you know, you could bring up like what it looks like is,
this is dumb.
You're staring out in the middle of the lobby here at the radio station, and up in front of you comes this gigantic screen that you can see around.
Do you know how ridiculous you're going to look? Listen, we made fun of when they did the earbuds, everybody talking to themselves. Remember when they first came out? We're like, what the hell? What a DB. It looks like he's talking to himself, walking around the hallway talking. Now that's normal. That's become normal when you're talking, you know?
Oh, Bluetooth guy.
Bluetooth guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the little microphone thing.
Now we're going to be wearing the stupid goggles, looking straight at me, but you're really not looking. It looks like you're looking at me, but you're really looking at a computer monitor.
No. When you come into my view, everything shuts down and I can see you. It's one of those kind of things.
Well, if you come into your view, what if... That doesn't even make sense. If I'm sitting out on the back deck and I'm trying to do work,
and your
with
daughter
these
comes
stupid
out,
goggles on,
and your daughter comes out and wants to talk to you, you can still see her.
No, I don't like it. I think that this is too much. We should unhook from work, not carry it with us everywhere like we already do.
Oh, this is real. You ready?
This is
if
bad.
You're listening right now and you love Sandy's complaining, ready for this one? The Apple Vision.
A gajillion dollars. One gajillion dollars.
$3,499.
It pretty much should be a gajillion.
Available early next year.
Who's buying that? Who? Show your face. 818-2899.
I can see some people doing it, being able to use it and utilize it and use it in their business and use it in their job.
Stop.
Yeah.
We work too much already. We're connected to social too much already. Now it's going to be... And we're going to look ridiculous. Think of how stupid you're going to look walking around with ski goggles.
I see people with ski goggles all the time. Have you noticed that? Just like in the, like driving around?
No.
I see them all
Where?
The time.
What are you freaking East Siders doing? Why are you wearing ski goggles when you drive?
I'm not seeing it on the East Side, but I see it wherever else I drive.
But what do you mean?
I don't know. People walking down the street with goggles on.
I think you're making this up. I've not.
No, I'm not.
Wait,
no.
What are they wearing their goggles for?
Well, I don't know.
Am I missing something?
It's because it's nice out. You know, they're sun. You know, ski
are they
goggles.
Sunglasses?
No,
they're
actual ski goggles with a strap around the back. As fashion.
No.
Or they're up on their head. Yeah.
I have never. making this up. Are you pulling my leg?
No, ma'am. I'm not.
Wait, are they actual?
Saw a pair yesterday. Saw somebody, some girl was wearing them yesterday. Yeah.
Is this a trend? I don't know. I'm supposed to be like the hip one.
Oh, yes. Miss PrudeGullible.com. It's
I'm
coming up.
I'm supposed to be the cool mom.
You should go.
Gotta go get some goggles.
Go get some goggles and wear them on your forehead when your daughters get home. And they'll be like, oh, mom.
No,
so
they're going to be like, you look ridiculous.
Big up to Buzz listener Lloyd all the way from Buffalo. Hanging out. Listens, drives into Rochester every day. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've got Dave tickets coming up here on the Buzz. Quick note, yesterday, I'm checking my plants in the window.
Aw, that's so sweet.
My Christmas cactus. And I look out and I see something in the yard. And then I see a tail. And I'm like, what is going on? Now, I've got these they look like little rectangles, the little boxes. Mm-hmm. And they light up, you know, at night that.
Lights.
And they're pretty much all done and broken and stuff.
Okay.
And I think there is one in one of my back beds. I'm thinking, oh my God, a squirrel got inside one of them. They're plastic and couldn't back out of it.
Oh, poor little man. Why are you laughing?
Well, I'm like, oh God. So I went and got my leather gloves and I went outside to kind of dislodge it. And it turns out to be a chipmunk caught in a trap, but it was in my neighbor's yard. And
why is the neighbor catching chipmunks?
Because he does not like chipmunks. I don't know.
What are they destroying in his house?
They must do something. But I have chipmunks around my house. I mean, we're next door, but they never get in. I mean, they're fine.
But they must be. That's why I'm asking the question. Yeah. Like my uncle, he has this big rivalry with squirrels and chipmunks, I think, because they get into his garden. So he physically set up a lawn chair and sat out there and was like policing the garden all day. He would just sit out
there.
Was
he shoot him or something? Or
he just added, no, I don't think he got that violent.
Okay.
He's
checking.
A sweet old man.
Does he sit there and goes, go to shoot?
He got linoleum flooring and wrapped it around the trees.
Uh-huh.
So that's weird. Squirrels and chipmunks couldn't. He was very creative, but I don't think he went the trap route. The poor thing. So
based on what's the word for it? Hatred of the chipmunks that my neighbor has, and how he always tells me how many he ends up getting. I had to leave it there.
Yep. But wait a minute. But the trap. Is this, please tell me, this is a humane trap?
Yes.
Just tell it.
It was a humane trap.
It was one of those where you just pick it up and move it somewhere else so then it can come right back?
Sure.
Tell me that. Just tell me that. Lie
to
me.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Good parents or bad parents?
What the hell is wrong with you parents? You don't like camping? You send your kids off to camp with somebody else?
Oh, don't you
Hell's
dare
wrong
talk
with you.
About this on the air now. My sister's listening.
Hi. What's wrong with you?
She's fine. I get it.
And your husband. Even more your husband.
Wait, my husband is saving the day. My husband is building fantastic memories with my nephew. Instead of his mother. What's wrong with that?
Or father. We'll put that in good or bad parenting in minutes at 7:05.
When you pawn your kid off to someone else?
Pretty much. Stay right there on the Buzz.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, just because you don't like camping, is good or bad parenting to pawn your kids off to someone else for that adventure?
Good parent?
What?
Or bad parent?
I just, you know, you're telling me this story yesterday. I'm like, your husband
this morning.
Yesterday morning, yeah. And this morning. I just think it's funny because, yeah, this morning, that we... That you're allowing your husband to do this.
I'm allowing. Listen to you. Listen to the way you're setting it up. You're supposed to be unbiased. It doesn't. It's not a big deal. Okay, so here's the story.
Tell the story.
Now, I'm just going to put a little side note in here. I want to bribe you. I'm going to give you Dave Matthews Band tickets if you're the first person to call.
With an opinion, not just did I win, okay?
Okay, with an opinion, but yet hopefully your opinion agrees with mine, aligns with mine, and then you'll get the Dave Matthews tickets coming to town, Darien Lake, next week.
And if it doesn't?
All right, fine, I'll still give you the
That's so nice of you, Sandra.
Yeah, no problem. That's what the show does. Okay, so my husband last year wanted to take the kids camping. The day that he booked it, it poured, like downpoured bad, so he had to cancel. So he felt very guilty. And this past weekend, he goes, listen, I'm going to just book the camping trip. Is that okay for the end of the month? Perfect, great, awesome. He booked it. I got the campsite, Hamlin Beach.
Whatever. Hamlin Beach, that's nice.
Perfect.
It's fairly close to where you guys are anyway.
And he knows better. I'm not invited on this camping trip, and I don't want to be. My older daughter is not invited on this camping trip. She doesn't want to be. But my nephew is invited, and my younger daughter.
Uh-huh.
Younger daughter loves camping with daddy. Nephew has never been camping. He's 10 years old. My husband's always talked to him about camping, and he totally is on board. Okay. What's the problem?
Okay. What's missing is, what about your nephew's parents? Why don't they take him camping?
My sister doesn't like camping.
And she doesn't have a husband either.
Yeah, he doesn't like it either.
Oh, my God. Right there. It's how could you pawn a first-time ever life experience, especially for a little boy, like who...
Why does that make it more special?
Huh?
Because it's a little boy.
Because all you little girls don't like camping.
Well, my daughter does.
So what would you say? I don't think it's very good parenting.
What, you're calling my sister a bad parenting and my brother-in-law?
And your brother-in-law. More your brother-in-law than your sister.
No, they're fine.
It's a guy thing. You take your kids camping.
Listen, my husband bare bones the camping trip, right? So my sister and brother-in-law don't even want to go. Nobody wants to go camping with my husband. Nobody. Because it is so, it is so bare. It's like barely a headlamp he'll give you. I mean, there is.
You're
like
talking
no...
tent camping, fire pit, the whole package, right? Yeah.
One tent.
Uh-huh.
He does have an air mattress.
Oh, well, yeah.
And that's it, pretty much. And a cooler. And that's it.
Okay.
There are lanterns, maybe. My sister will probably sneak some lanterns in because he doesn't even care. He's like, follow the light of the moon. I mean, he's like so.
Hey, it gets dark at 9:30. You got enough time to figure it out.
So extreme. I'm like, this is just not comfortable.
Less is more.
Strips away all the comfort.
That's right. You get just Mother Nature and just a nice covered place to sleep.
Well,
good.
And they do say that more people are camping more than ever now.
28% more than last year. That's a third of the population now are getting out in the wilderness.
What's the big deal? It's going to be a memory for my nephew, and he's bonding with his uncle. What's wrong with that?
Because first time experiences for stuff like that should be, you know, from your parents. It should
coming
be
coming from the guy who's missed so many firsts because your wife doesn't include you in.
Oh yeah, she's like, oh hey, I got cut Ellie's hair today. I'm like, babe, heaven is a place on the beach at Hamlin Beach State Park in a tent under the stars, camping during the summer. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy with your family.
I was following you up until you said camping. Not everybody is pro. Not I was going to say pro camping. It's not that. It's not everybody enjoys camping as much as you do. So
true.
My sister and my brother-in-law, Don't like camping. They're not camping people. That's fine. My husband is a camping person, so he's taking my nephew.
For the first time in his life.
It's kind of like the Boy Scouts do that too, right? The first Girl Scout, Boy Scout camping trip is, chances are, without the parents, isn't it? And that's
fine.
Yeah,
but it's probably not the first time they've been camping.
Yeah.
Anyhow. 818-2899. I think, even though you don't like your parent, or don't like camping, as a parent, you need to suck it up and take your kid through the experience. 818-2899. Right here on...
Good Parent or Bad Parent?
Hey, good morning, the boss. How are ya?
Good morning.
Good or bad parenting? What do you say?
I say bad parenting.
I agree. See?
Bad kid on the first.
Why wouldn't you take your son camping instead?
Because they don't want to go with my husband. My husband's the worst.
You know what? I don't want to go to weddings. I still go.
And you try to get out of them. Yeah, but I don't know. Okay. All right. Bad parenting. Fine.
No rebuttal, huh? Pretty good, man. Who's this?
Scott.
Hey, nice name. I like that. How about a pair of tickets to Dave?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Dave Matthews Band is coming. It's next week. I think it's next. What is it? The 14th. Is that Wednesday? Of course, you got a pair of tickets. Darien Lake Amphitheater, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. You got it, man. Can you hold on?
Awesome. Thank you.
I got to get your info. Stay right there. Good morning, The Buzz. To take your nephew camping for the first time, and not instead of the parents, good or bad parenting?
Good parenting.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Because I do not like to camp, but my wife does.
Oh, wait.
Perfect.
Wait, can you pull over? I want to give you your man card back.
Oh, stop.
Maybe you lost it. Maybe you can take a look on the floor.
Oh, look at the guy who doesn't even have any to give. Like, he wants to take yours because he doesn't have any.
Thank you. Hi, DeBuzz. Good morning. Good or bad parenting? What do you say?
Good parenting.
Tommy from The Rock says it's okay to not... Dude, it's a first. It's like, he's probably going to take him fishing, too, for the first time.
Yeah,
you know?
It's all right.
Wait, camping sucks.
What's wrong with people?
Not everybody
camping
likes it, Scott. And it's okay. Like, my nephew is completely fine with it. He wants to go with someone who actually enjoys camping and knows how. My sister will be a disaster.
How many times have you faked it for your husband? In any different ways. Can't you fake it for your 9-year-old son and take him camping once?
It won't be as enjoyable.
Oh, that'll be hilarious. All right, Tommy.
Make it till you make it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Good morning, The Buzz. Good or bad parenting? What do you say?
I think it's good parenting because you want him to enjoy camping his first time out. And if the parents never been camping, it's going to suck.
Yeah, that's right. And you are Italian. You know, us Italians, not many of us like camping.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I've been camping since I was a wee little lad, so yeah. I enjoy it.
See it as an opportunity. All right.
All right, have a great day.
Hi, The Buzz. What do you say, good or bad parenting?
I think it's fine. Good.
Now, the same thing as, like, if a friend, because I know some of my friends have done this, too, where they had their kids go on a trip to Disney with their friends.
For the first time.
Is this all the same? It doesn't matter who is enjoying this first as long as the kid is experiencing it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Really?
Why not? Yeah.
I know it takes a village, but aren't there special times to do something with your kid, you know? All I can think of is, I don't know how old you are.
If you're not going to put out and do it, let him go enjoy it with someone else, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're welcome.
The Parent is good. 98.9 The Buzz.
Things you learn here on 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, our great life hack guy, James Whitaker, dropped the whole 60-40 relationship concept where you both give 60% and the overlap is marital bliss.
Oh my gosh, Scott is all about this.
Yeah.
And he keeps fighting for that 60-40.
Ever since he mentioned that. Now all I do is keep freaking score.
You do.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
It's the complete opposite of what I was supposed to do.
But I gave my wife a job in the whole essence of the 60-40 effort.
So she can do more. She could pull her weight a little bit more. Hmm? Tomorrow around this time, we will have CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger on the air with us. There's a lot of, I don't know, a lot of things with money happening in your life, I'm sure. Mm. Yeah, credit card debt. Now you have to freaking pay to park on Park Ave.
She will solve that problem for you.
If you have any money issues, if you have any money questions, please come on with us. Just reach out to me, Sandy@RochesterBuzz.com. But otherwise, she'll be on the air with us tomorrow at this time.
We got a fish named Kevin.
Aww. Is this Ellie's first fish?
Ellie's first fish.
Oh, I love that.
Ellie, it's time. It's time, right? Yeah, she's three, and she's very, she loves her inanimate objects. Let's get her a real one, right?
Whose idea was this? Has she been asking for it, or is it just a...
Kind of like happened. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And she's, you know, it helps in everything, you know. Okay. We got it home and we set it up, and now it's on the little thing, and it's sitting there. And I'm like, you know, like I'm like, Jill, you know that, you know, you have to feed it like only like three little pellets a day. You gotta, you know.
I like how you talk to your wife as if she is your 3-year-old.
Right, right. But Ellie can't. She
like
is
Jill,
too
your
young
wife
to feed.
Doesn't know how to feed a fish. Jill, now, honey, three. Only three.
Yes, because how many people have put in a handful and the thing's dead the next day? So I said, look it, this is yours. This is your job. You got this, right?
Who would you say that to?
Jill. I'm like,
your wife?
I'm not going to feed and maintain and change the water and stuff like that because you got it's fished. You and Ellie's thing, you're doing that.
Oh my God, what a brat you are.
Why?
Why did you just delegate that chore to her from the get-go?
Because I do everything else.
Oh God! So you are trying to get her up to what's the percentage divide
60, 40?
Right now? No, right now, what is it in your house?
80-20.
So you're trying to get her up to what, 85?
No, I'm trying to get her. I'm trying 25? To get her to at least 50-50, if not 60-40.
Scott, you can't. Wow, what a condescending jerk you sound like. Now, honey, this is your chore.
I didn't say it like that. I'm like, you know, you're going to take care of it, right? I mean, like, this is like, you know, you can't just get it and then expect me to do the whole thing. Like, right? You make sure you're feeding it. You keep track of it. You set it up. You didn't want me to have anything to do with it when you're setting it up and letting the water sit for 15 minutes before you put the fish in. It's all yours.
Oh, she set it up.
Yeah. I was completely, I could tell because I hover. And I'm like,
you do
stay
hover.
Away from this.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to stay away from this.
Uh-huh.
And
so if you know that your wife was busy one day and she doesn't feed the fish, are you going to help and feed the fish or are you just backing away?
No, it could die.
Oh, my. You? Wow.
Kevin.
You're going to get a divorce because of this damn fish.
Kevin, the blue beta. It's nothing wrong with having every. Who's the person? Like constantly, you pound me with it.
We each have our responsibilities. I got my job. He's got his jobs.
Yeah, but
you tell me that all the time.
I know, but if my husband were to tell me what my job is, to delegate it off to me, like I'm some employee.
I didn't do it like that. I'm just like, hey, this is your project, so you make sure you stay on it.
Nope, that's delegating it to me.
Yeah.
No, I would not. I would.
Okay,
be,
so like,
I would not like anyone else. 818-2899. Can we please save Scott's marriage right now? Can we please help him out?
Look, we all know that taking care of animals, it's a chore.
Care of a fish,
yeah,
is the worst.
Why?
Animal to take care of?
Why is that?
Because I don't want to clean the fish tank, the fish bowl.
Then why did you get it in the first place?
Because it makes the kids happy.
See, that's it. You dumped it on your husband to clean the fish bowl.
Okay,
see what I mean? I don't want that happening to me. 818-2899, please.
He was just better at it, but I didn't like how he did it. So we did it as a group effort.
So was it a 60-40 deal or a 50-50 deal?
I don't know. I'm not keeping score, and you shouldn't either.
All right.
Oh, my God. Somebody tell him, please. We got to call your wife right now. Can we call her on the air, and can you apologize?
No.
You got to apologize and say, never mind, babe. No. I'll take care of it.
You got the fish. This is your project. 818-2899. Got the calls coming in. Good morning, Buzz.
Scott, I got to tell you, I agree with you.
I know.
Oh, you do not. There's no way in heck you would be okay with your spouse delegating a chore to you.
Why? You do it all the time to us.
No. This is the opposite. This is the man doing it to me. He got a freaking puppy, and guess who's raising it and training it?
You are.
Yep.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Because your maternal instincts probably kicked in, and you probably love it.
No, I felt bad for the dog.
Me too. That's why you.
Thank you. Good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning.
So what's going on? I mean, come on, right?
Save his marriage.
No, it's fine.
No, I have to agree with him. I'm sorry.
You take on this project. It's all yours, man. Don't pawn it off on me. I got enough stuff going on.
No, you bring it home. It's your project. It's your responsibility.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
You bring a dog home, that's your problem.
Oh, we all say that, but nobody ever follows through. We tell the kids that all the time. Listen, if we're going to get a dog, you're going to help. And does your kid ever help? No. Somebody just has to assume that role. It's okay. It's a living creature, Scott. You should want to take care of this fish.
No. I had a huge aquarium, and he thought I was going to take care of that thing. I'm not putting my hands in there.
See what I'm saying?
Hold on a second. Would you go as far as letting the fish die? Scott says if he notices that Jill isn't cleaning and feeding the fish, he's just going to stay out of it and let the poor little mooch die.
I'll just be like, hey.
They die. They don't last long anyway.
You guys are cruel.
Thank you. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. What do you say?
I say it's totally fine to say it's your problem.
Do you know what? Do you know there has never been a time in my life that I've actually said this? I get it constantly, all the time, from her end. On one occasion, I can be like, look it. This is the fish you got. Okay. Right. It's yours.
All right. Can we do this now? Can we take bets? How long is it before Scott comes on the air and says, oh, I had to take care of the fish last night? I say I give you two more days.
Two more days. All right. Gotcha. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Bye. 99 to Buzz, Tuesday, 8:06, Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. Thanks for joining us. Dave Matthews Band tickets all this week here on The Buzz.
One day closer to the end of the school year.
Oh, man. Yeah.
One day closer to graduation. One day closer to
summer vacation.
Yes. And one day closer to having less money if you go to Park Ave. It's going to cost a little more money. It's going to be a little bit more expensive to go to Park Ave. Thank you. You have to pay to park now.
Through your filter, sometimes I just can't.
Why? You can't what? Okay, let me put it out there.
Okay.
So the stretch of Park Avenue next to Berkeley Street intersection can no longer park for free. It's the lot next to the UPS store and 7-Eleven.
It's the big lot, right? Right across from like Stever's, Candy, and that area too.
Everybody parks there if you go to Park
Avenue. It's the only parking lot on Park Avenue.
Well, it's not free anymore. You're going to have to pay to park.
Okay.
The owners transformed it into a pay-to-park area now. And businesses, anyone own a place down there? 818-2899. Do you work down there? Do you go down there often? Is this going to impact business? Because businesses are saying, ah, crap. Now, yeah, we're concerned. That may be because people are saying, I don't want to pay to park. I'm not going to go.
I mean, when you stop in that plaza or anywhere in that area, like Giants, you go to eat or whatever like that, a lot of times you have to end up parking there or on the side street on Berkeley. And a lot of times there's not even room. I know maybe people that it's only supposed to be like an hour parking there, right? That's what the signs say. But people end up like parking there overnight that live in the area.
If you live there. Okay. So I am really bad. I'm like parkingly challenged. Okay. I'm directionally challenged, parkingly challenged. I have a lot of challenges.
You're financially challenged too. Yes.
So Every time I park there, mm-hmm. that I've parked there, I've always had to second guess myself. Like, I'm always like, wait a minute, am I supposed to park there? Is that the right side? I've had to go and move my car because somebody's
in that
like,
lot there? Or just
no,
anywhere in the Park Avenue area?
Park Avenue area.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So having that lot there is like, oh, yes, I'll just go. That's my go-to spot.
Yeah, man.
And now I don't know if I would, I don't know if I would pay to park.
$2 an hour. Drivers who paid it yesterday said the parking lot said charge them $2 an hour. $2.
Hey, $2. How much money you got in your wallet? I do not have $2. I have $1. But I think it's like a QR code that you're going to have to scan.
Yeah, that makes it easy. That makes it easy. Same here with the parking meters downtown.
How do you pick where to go if you're going to meet up with friends? Mm-hmm. Do you pick location or do you pick parking convenience?
You pick location.
No, I don't.
You're crazy. You actually don't go somewhere because the parking is not great?
My friend and I, Joanne, she lives in Pittsford. I live in Greece. Oh, wait a minute. I was just going to say we meet in the middle, but we don't because we meet in Pittsford Plaza. So it's totally on her side. Yeah. But that's okay. Pittsford Plaza is the easiest destination for both of us that we don't have to deal with parking.
Right at the expressway there. Yeah.
So we go there. Jeez. Because neither of us like to just, I don't want the headache and stress of trying to find them. I would never make it in the big city.
But it's funny because when we go downtown, for instance, go to anywhere, especially... like Tapas, right?
Yeah.
On St. Paul Street. Now it's two-way, but the parking's never been great there, but it's kind of like the challenge. You get there, because you're going to have such a great meal and a great atmosphere at Tapas, but the parking sucks, but you still go anyway because you're going for that. It's not like the parking will deter you.
Yeah, it does, mate. You're like my husband. My husband loves that challenge, the parking challenge.
You do the miracle space. I do it all the time. I always get the space. You just imagine that it's there and it's there.
Are there people who enjoy the parking challenge, the parking fight, the parking war?
I kind of do.
Yeah, I don't. And don't give me a parallel spot to park in. I am not doing that. I'm passing right by that.
Hey, they got cars that do that for you now. So
I
know.
Big deal. I really probably could with my backup camera and whatever. I mean, it's easier now, but I still don't trust myself.
Would you pay to park on Park App? Well, you have to. And will it deter you? 818-2899?
Yeah. I don't know. 80. If it does impact the businesses, I feel bad because right now everybody is already pinched, like stretched thin with their money.
Hi, The Buzz.
Good morning. So I think that it's okay to charge for parking because we've gotten away with it for a very long time.
Yeah.
And, I think that it's only fair. I mean, we're paying $6 for a carton of eggs, for God's sake. We can pay $2 for a little parking.
You know, it's funny. The owner of the lot, the property, Alaco, is it? He says that lot is in big-time disrepair. And you're talking probably $500,000 to repave it. And they got to get the money back somehow. They got to figure that out.
Well, then after they repave it, can they for free again?
Well, once they make $500,000 on parking, sure. Why not?
Is it $500,000 to repave it? It
absolutely.
Is?
Absolutely. Really? For the size of that parking lot? Yeah.
Anyhow.
$4 or $5 a square foot.
Trish, you want to pick me up?
Nope. That was a nope.
You want to go.
Come on, Trish. I want to hang out with you.
I love parallel parking. Yeah, me too. I love it too. It. Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. It's,
I do.
It's like physics and satisfaction.
Look at you throwing physics.
Yeah.
Do you challenge yourself and not use the rear camera?
Oh yeah, you don't need the rear camera. You just need rear view mirrors.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Look at you,
old school. No need to do that.
Yeah, man.
Old school. I love
Isn't it satisfying when you pull in and you're perfect? You're like 6 inches from the curb. You've got like you just made it in one little swoop. Isn't that just like satisfying?
Okay, now you're bragging.
Oh, I know.
It is. Yeah.
Yep.
Bye, Trish. Thanks, honey. Have a great day.
Jerks or justified?
Is it more sensitive or satisfying? That's the word I was looking for. Is it more satisfying for a dental hygienist when you don't brush your teeth before the dentist?
Oh!
My daughter had an appointment the other day and she goes, Mom, do I have to? She was like rushing around. She goes, do I have to brush my teeth right before you go to the dentist? I'm like, yes, you have to brush your teeth. Maybe not. Hold on a second. Now that I'm into brushing my dog's teeth,
oh God,
I get more pleasure when it needs a thorough brushing. If you do the job for me, I think we're robbing our dental hygienists.
More plaque, more pleasure.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you go to power wash something and it's not dirty.
Right.
But when you're power washing, you can see the streak like, oh, look how clean that is.
Right.
Right. Would you imagine, is that jerker justified to not brush your teeth before you go to the dentist?
Actually, no. I think it's a jerk if you do brush your teeth. To brush your teeth before the dentist's office. I think it's jerk.
No. No. It may, in theory, sound right, but no. It's gross.
I'm telling you, please, if you work in a dentist office, can you call and tell us you really want
You want like mange mouth coming in?
Yeah.
Compared to...
That's why you sign up for the gig, because you find that oddly satisfying.
818-2899.
You're probably bummed out when you see this fresh, cleaned mouth. You're probably like, oh, shoot.
I disagree. I'm going to say it's totally justified to brush your teeth before you go to the dentist. Not just for the whatever smell reason. Because when
they got
you go
face masks on, they can't tell.
When they can smell through the face mask. When you get your teeth cleaned, it goes beyond brushing, right? They get the plaque between the gum line and in between the teeth. That's all they're really doing. And they're checking for cavities. Brushing your teeth is really like a courtesy.
I don't think you should do it. I really don't.
I do.
I think you're a jerk if you...
I think you're a slob.
You clean, you're thinking...
And you're lazy. and it's rude.
818-2899.
Jerks or justified.
Yeah. Hi, DeBuzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified to brush your teeth before you to brush your teeth before you go to the dentist.
I know it sounds stupid and trivial, but
well, let's turn. It's a jerk move and disgusting not to brush your teeth before you go.
Right. So it's completely justified to brush your teeth.
I think they'd rather you not.
Well, if my wife was listening right now, she would tell you differently. It is disgusting in the things that she tells me.
She is in the business then.
She is in the business for 35 years.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
And?
Married to a dentist.
Disgusting.
Love it.
Brush and floss your teeth before you go.
All right, we'll do half the job for your wife.
Oh, my God.
They only have a half an hour to get your teeth done. So
Here's Sandy's brain. I'm going to imitate it. I'm paying you for this service, and I'm going to have to do half that job myself.
Okay, I really do every time, but now I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking, okay, maybe your wife is the exception, but I'm thinking most people would say...
No. All of them. And just remember, when you get jabbed in the gum, it's not by mistake.
Good to know.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Hi, the buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified to brush your teeth... Before you go to the dentist.
I've been a hygienist for 28 years.
And?
I can guarantee you that it is not doing us a favor to come in with skank mouth.
Skank mouth! Yay!
On average, how many people do and don't?
Well, I work in pediatrics now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So a lot of times kids are coming right after school or they just don't brush their teeth or whatever. But kid skank is a little different than adult skank, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'll bet. Yeah.
So, you know, they just have, you know, their breakfast muffin and whatever.
Not corned beef and cabbage from the night before.
You're not doing us a favor. And the one and only time I ever went for my own appointment with a cup of coffee, I fell all over myself apologizing for having coffee breath to breathe in their face.
See? And can I ask you, and I know the answer, masks do not mask the smell.
Only N95s. N95s, if you can smell through them, they don't fit right.
Now that
we're all back to normalcy and normal masks instead of, you know, having a suction cup on our face.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still smell ya.
Okay, there you go.
We still smell ya.
It's nasty. It's nasty, unless it's really, I mean, once in a while, someone just can't, they just don't have the time.
Yeah,
but
right.
Come on.
But, you know.
Is it that part, this is like the Dr. Dr. Pimple Popper. She got satisfaction out of it. You don't get satisfaction on scraping a big chunk of plaque.
Yeah, no, because we already get to scrape up big chunks of tartar buildup that you can't get off.
Yeah,
so
right.
We got plenty to do.
What's the word for it? That's your power wash satisfaction when you get that tartar that's all caked on, right? That's where you guys get the satisfaction.
You got it.
I love it.
But I don't want to see, you know, like I always tell my little kids, we can tell the difference between today's snack and yesterday's plaque. Trust me.
So you're saying more plaque, more pleasure? Not true.
Not true.
So to brush your teeth before you go to the dentist is?
Justified.
The verdict is justified.
Don't be gross. You're not going to, are you going to go to the gynecologist without taking a shower?
I love you. No, you did not go there. Oh, my God.
That made my week.
Or justified.
This is Anna and Sandy. We're all about our music here. We don't repeat a song all day long. We've got 98 straight minutes commercial free ready to go in just a few. And I learned a neat fact about Freddie Mercury. There's some place, it's like a museum that has some of the Queen like lyrics and stuff. Mm-hmm. They were written on like hotel napkins and stuff. Bohemian Rhapsody, they found Freddie Mercury's writing, and he was originally going to name it Mongolian Rhapsody. But then he ended up changing the name. I just thought that was interesting. Sandy's eyes just rolled up in her head.
Okay. I love it.
I have a call coming in here on The Buzz. Before we kick off our commercial-free 98... Hi, good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning, Scotty. This is Frank Schiavi from Batavia.
Hey,
and
hey, Frank from Batavia. Everything's good.
It's been a while, man. Yeah, and I'm calling up. I would like to give a shout-out to a good friend of mine. His name is Pete Walker. He just retired from the Genesee County Sheriff's Department as an investigator after 29 years of service. And he served this community very, very well. Great guy.
That's great. All right, Pete Welker, enjoy your retirement. Now you can go golfing with Frank.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
Thanks a lot, buddy. A call anytime on The Buzz, all right?
Thanks a lot, Scotty.
Your guilty pleasure every morning. It's The Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.